This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And almost summer? Is that even possible? YMCA of Douglas County, Brittany Arnold in, really?
It's here.
Man, didn't realize we were quite there yet. And that means for you guys a little bit of a shift in some things when school gets out and all that.
Yes, we've got so much going on at the Y. Tons of programming for youth. And it's just, you know, the Y, there really is no place like the Y, and such a good spot for the whole family to come in.
So talk about if people have got younger kids, what kinds of things do you have going on?
We have a lot. We've got a bunch of new programs, too, like Junior Pickleball League.
I just looked at how many flyers you brought in here.
Just so many. I can't keep this all in my head. So the Junior Pickleball League, that registration is open. We've got Youth Strength and Conditioning. That is starting this summer. That is a great program for youth, especially going into, you know, keeping in shape, going into those fall sports. So we've got that sign-ups. We've got a basketball clinic that is coming. And then really unique to the Y as well, we've got babysitting and child training. And I just think with my kids, too, if you've got a sibling that's hanging out with a younger sibling this summer, or maybe a child that wants to start babysitting this summer, this is great. This is American Red Cross, and they can get certified in first aid and CPR.
And, I mean, back in the day, people didn't even really think about that, but that's really become a lot more important to assure that you've really got babysitters that are prepared for what could happen.
Yes, I loved it. I remember taking it as a kid, and I got a binder and all this information, and it just sets them up for success.
Wow. So what about older kids?
We've got a lifeguard class that's also coming up, also setting our kids up for success with being certified as a lifeguard. And that feeds really well into summer jobs, lifeguarding. How fun to, you know, maybe sit outside and lifeguard, or lifeguard at the Y over the summer. It's a great, great thing to do. And then we've got, like I said, that basketball clinic. And as well, just coming into the Y, we have a lot of options for memberships for family and just for youth. So it's just a great place for everyone.
Now, you mentioned the whole lifeguard aspect, and that brings another part of what the Y does into play is your distribution of youth life jackets.
Yes. Water safety is a huge mission of ours, and we've already handed out probably over 250 life jackets just this spring, and we'll continue to do that over the summer at various events. You can always call the YMCA as well if you do not have a life jacket and are looking for one for your kiddo. It's a heartbeat of the Y for sure.
Well, and it's a big deal because, I mean, around here, a lot of people have grown up around the Umpqua water system, and sometimes people get a little too, just think, oh, I'll be fine. I don't really need a life jacket. And then things happen that shouldn't.
Yes, exactly. Far too many tragedies happen. And the Y is also a great place to do some summer swim lessons. We actually have swim lessons that just opened up yesterday for lessons that are at the end of this month through June. And some two-week sessions to get your kids into, and adults. It's all ages. We have swim lessons available for, so that would also be a great option for the summer.
What about summertime fitness classes? What do you have going on?
We have a lot, and so fun to come in with the whole family. This is another, like I just said, bringing the whole family in. I teach a fitness class, and I've got several parents that come in with their kids and do it together. So it makes really fun bonding experience for summer, and it's healthy. We've got over 25 fitness classes, and you can see all those schedules online.
Yeah, and I mean, there are a lot of different things. Anytime I roll through there late in the afternoon, different classes that are going on. And now, while you do all this other work at the Y, you've got people that you have teaching these classes who just are particularly good at a special area. Maybe they do something else in life.
Yeah, it's great.
So if somebody wants to find out more about any of these summer activities, how do they get connected?
It is all on the website, so ymcaofdouglascounty.org. You will see the schedules and events. You know, all of these programs are offered to members and non-members. And then, of course, like I said, the memberships are also a really good option for the summer.
And what about families where money's a little tight? What about some of the maybe scholarship opportunities?
Yes, great. I'm so glad you brought this up. For membership, there are several financial assistance options. So we definitely want to make sure that cost is not a barrier at the Y. And for our youth programming, we do have scholarships available. So information is online, and on all those flyers, it will say as well how to inquire about that.
All right, Brittany Arnold, Marketing Development Director for the YMCA of Douglas County. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
8:36 at the Morning Report.